In one of four gross anatomy labs at UC, Dr. Bruce Giffen points out the bodies on which future doctors are learning.
So in this lab, we have 30 dissection tables. So there's 30 cadavers at those tables. And the medical students are divided into dissecting teams of three.
Second-year medical student Ellie Farr has spent a lot of time in this lab, about 4 hours a week. She thinks back to the first dissection she did.
It was actually a lot more serene than I expected. And we were just sort of excited and nervous to get started and get, you know, learning what we were supposed to learn and making sure that we could find what we were supposed to find.
Farr and fellow medical school student Matt Maximoski like that Dr. Giffen refers to the cadavers as patients.
We don't do patients that are in a book. We don't perform an exam on a patient that's on a computer. It's a person that's in front of you. And as Dr. Giffen has talked about, this is our first patient, so we need to learn how to treat them like a patient, respect them like a patient, and be able to see the things in them that we're going to see in our actual patient.
The bodies are part of the university's body donation program, the oldest in the nation and the largest for a single medical school, according to program director Gina Berg.
So currently we have close to 13,000 individuals that are on file, pre-registered with our program. We receive about 440, 450 donors a year. And then, obviously, once they're brought into the program, their usage is determined based off of their physical condition and some medical history.
UC is fortunate to have an abundance of cadavers. It even donates to other medical schools. But not all schools have access to bodies or can afford the price to process them. Dissection is also time-consuming. That's where digital programs come in. Some schools are switching to digital, and others are doing a combination of both. For example, Columbia Medical School uses an iPad app to interact with a certain part of the body while students are performing dissections. Yale offers an online Master's of Medical Science degree, but with hands-on dissections at field sites. Harvard has used Xbox Kinect to teach hands-on virtual dissection. Overall, the technology still isn't good enough for UC's Dr. Giffen, who oversees the gross anatomy content.
There's lots of digital, electronic adjuncts that have come out, but those are all two-dimensional, and even the three-dimensional ones really don't work as well as getting your hands in the cadaver, dissecting, seeing relationships of organs, structures to each other. That can only really be done well by actually doing the dissection. So we're very, very strong about that.
UC has incorporated some digital learning. Dr. Giffen says it's good for study and review, but the learning part needs a cadaver. He says all of the images are digital.
Plain film radiographs, CTs, MRs, and so all of that is digital. You know, so we have image banks that relate to that. As far as learning the anatomy itself, we don't use any digital programs that are out there. We've looked at a lot of them and aren't pleased, don't think they would be doing the job. Maybe in the far distant future there will be virtual bodies. I don't know, you know, and that may be something we can take advantage of.
Students Matt and Ellie agree.
You have to drive a car to learn how to drive a car. You can't learn it on a PlayStation. You can get the idea of what things are, but until you actually get in that situation, you really need to have the actual experience. And I think that someone could theoretically train in a way like that, but I think that the training that we do on the actual cadavers and the actual donors' bodies, the amount of training that we get from that just so far outweighs anything that we could do other ways.
So it actually makes me a little sad that schools are starting to switch and go completely to a computer model, because I know that, like Matt said, we have online resources that we can use, and I've done online quizzes that will even show you, like, photographs from a cadaver and say, okay, what is this? But that's completely different from looking at something 3D and actually getting to see how it relates.
A technology company in Australia is creating a 3D virtual human whose anatomy students would not only be able to see but actually feel. DigitalTrends.com reports using haptic electronic devices that can create the sense of touch by applying forces, vibrations, or motions, students can manipulate things on the screen while experiencing them as if they are real. Anatomedia is looking for funding. A state-of-the-art version could cost $24 million. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.